Hello there. Welcome to the Oblivious Maximus podcast. This one won't have a number because it's a short one.
Yeah, short one. Secret episode.
Secret episode. We've decided to do this now.
Now, right this second. Maybe this will come out before, probably in between the next two episodes. Little bonus ep with the fellas.
Just two guys chatting the things that
gabbing it up.
We really need. How's your week been, Ben? What have you been doing?
Yeah, great. I've been had a few gigs this week.
Yeah.
Tuesday at Catfish, as always. Yep. Sick one this week. As it's getting closer to Comedy Festival, we're getting some good drop-ins. Had a big drop-in from Joel Creasy, which was great.
Huge.
Huge. Trying some new stuff, getting ready for Adelaide Fringe Festival, so that was cool.
Mm. Tons of people going there.
Yeah, lots of people going over to Adelaide Fringe. I was chatting to two comics, Nick Kappa and Brett Blake, last night. I've actually never been to Adelaide Fringe, but they reckon it's the most fun of all the festivals. Not the one you can make the most money at, but the most fun, which is – so I'm keen to get over there. This year, but in the future.
Yeah, you know, see the sights of Adelaide, that big – ball thing.
Yeah, that big ball thing, the
Rundle Mall,
that's the one. Gee, it's sick over there.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I was there.
Last time I went to Adelaide, I think, would have been 2014, I want to say.
Mm-hmm. Four.
I was playing in Kissing Booth at the time.
Yep.
And I think might have been when we were doing a short tour with Lemuria from the States, but I think maybe we went back another time and it wasn't as good.
Yeah. I mean,
had fun.
Yeah. I mean, I used to play there all the time. Like I existed great there.
Yeah.
We had, and then So Great from touring with Sex Wizard, a band from Adelaide that I inevitably joined.
How did that work, being in a band from Adelaide?
It didn't.
That band no longer exists.
That band doesn't exist.
Two drummers.
So heaps annoying playing anywhere.
Chatting with AWOL, we talked about World Peace having two bass players.
Yep.
Is there any other bands with two of a non-standard instrument?
Well, I mean, you know, there was a metalcore thing back in the day to have two singers.
Yes.
That was a big thing. But no, Sex Wizard was like, I mean, it was super fun playing. I love the songs. I love the guys. But yeah, it was a disaster doing shows because you'd have to take a drum kit because there wouldn't be two drum kits. So there was always.
Can someone else bring a second drum kit?
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, to be honest, in a lot of, when we did tour people, they would always, like Myers and Jimmy, the drummers, would sort it out. Like they weren't like dependent on everyone else to find their drum kits for them. But yeah, it was crazy doing that. But it was just really funny because it was, I mean, now playing in Extortion, I play fast music all the time. But at the time, I wasn't really playing in bands that, like, that fast, and comparatively Sex Wizard songs like much faster than stuff I was doing. So I was like, oh, in Adelaide to play these shows all the time. And I went there to record on the record with them and stuff. And it was super fun. But it was like there was also a patch where I thought I might move over there. So it was kind of
might have worked out.
It might have worked out, yeah. And then it became apparent that I wasn't going to move over there. And then that kind of timed out with the band kind of fizzling out. So it sort of just
the Adelaide dream died.
Yeah, not for me. I was there like a month ago. I played a show there with Phantoms.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think we chatted a little bit about that. We chatted a bit about Adelaide. I actually copped it on this podcast so far.
A couple eps in.
Yeah, but that, I mean, I did a couple of smaller gigs this week, which were fun. A new one that my mate Zach is running, and Chris Nguyen is a comic, at Creature Bar in Brunswick.
What's Creature Bar?
It's sort of like old horror movie themed in there. Like the font is like Creature, that.
Skateboards?
That brand? Yeah.
Skateboard brand?
Yeah. It's sort of like.
Don't tell them.
Yeah. There's old school movie posters in there. Kooky sort of vibe in there. A few, you know, GameCubes floating around. It was a cool bar. It's a fun, small, intimate gig, but that was a bit of fun.
Yeah, nice.
I think that's about it gig-wise. And then, well, on Sunday we went and watched a bit of bit of live music.
Oh, we did. Yeah.
The Prize and Al Carlson at Brunswick Ballroom.
Yep. Sick as hell. That was wild gig.
Wild gig. This was at the tail end of the Sydney Road Music Festival.
Yeah.
I got there. We met up at the Victoria
Hotel.
Victoria Hotel, Vic Hotel.
Yeah.
Pretty packed, pumping in there.
Yeah. Just people yahooing on from the Sydney Road Festival.
That Sydney Road Festival is bonkers.
It's crazy. But yeah, that show was quite interesting, given the lineup was like pretty diverse, I would say.
Well, it had started at like 1 p.m.
Yeah.
And we got there about 7:30 just to watch The Prize and Al Carlson.
Yeah.
No scuzz to the other bands, but...
I was busy being at the Victoria Hotel. The show itself was like, it was a very interesting mix of people who've walked in off the street from the festival, people who like music, and I think just like Sydney Road enthusiasts.
Yeah, like it's like music fans, fans of the band, like that split as well.
Yeah.
So it was hard to tell who was who. Fashion absolutely all over the show.
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely... I mean, I look like a 14-year-old kid at all times. So, we were definitely the odd ones.
Can't judge, but we can notice.
Yeah, we can. Heard a very good description of Al Carlson when I was in the toilets.
This is sick.
A person was trying to explain what Al Carlson is, I guess, not just musically, but like as a concept.
As a concept.
I suppose. And the description...
As an ethos.
As an ethos. And the description was something along the lines of, you might have a better memory of what I told you on the night than I do because I was pissed. But it was like, you know, he's kind of like a street poet, but house music.
Yeah.
And he's just crazy up there.
Which is not far off.
It's not. It's not.
I don't know about street poet, but I guess it's interesting.
It's pretty poetry what he is doing.
Poetry, but it's interesting. You can very clearly see the influence on the vocals and the style on stage being from hardcore.
Yeah.
And it's interesting hearing someone else's interpretation of it.
Yeah. And you know, and then those two guys, you know, just hung out in the toilets for ages. So
yeah, a lot of people hanging out in the toilet at that show.
A lot of Dunny chill.
Yeah. Can only imagine why.
The Prize, dope band though.
Awesome.
Kerry, someone who I know from Canberra, was
because you didn't
surprise
know that,
in the band.
Didn't know that going in. And neither did I, obviously.
Yeah.
But I've been hearing a bit of buzz about The Prize, seeing them pop up, and I was like, oh, sick. Finally a chance to check them out.
They were awesome. They were like... I think, they have three guitar players, so they had great guitar, like, harmony parts, three-part harmonies. Dope if you liked My Old Band, I Exist.
Yeah.
Right up my alley. But I was fucking sick. They had a couple songs that sounded like the soft Thin Lizzy songs. And I was like, this rocks.
Rocks. And the drummer, she is also singing.
Yeah, love she's her tearing it drummer. Up. Oh, yeah.
Always rocks.
When there's four microphones and people just get harmonizing,
So
I'm in.
I'm looking forward to seeing them. I would say that the sound at Brunswick Ballroom is a little...
Yeah,
it's a pretty big venue.
Yeah, and I would say, like, for the fact that it is, like, a four-purpose music venue, I do not think it has the best sound in there.
Great, cool venue.
Cool venue, not the best sound. Also, the room is weird as fuck. Like,
it's a strange room.
I've been there three times, and every time the stage has been in a different spot.
Yeah, how do they do that?
But also why?
Like, yeah, true. I think I've only ever been to one other show there, which was also Al Carlson, maybe a year or two ago or a year or so ago. And stage was in the same spot. So,
But
yeah, you said it's on the long, if you don't know the Brunswick Ballroom, it's a kind of long rectangular room.
A long old theater, basically, that's been turned into a bar, essentially. Yeah. And like it should be a dining hall theater setup. Like, I think that's probably what it's actually designed for, is like table and chairs.
I have seen that set up from a few photos. But yeah, I would like to see The Prize in like a, you know, somewhere with a great
PA.
Great PA.
Not the balcony open with every drunk cunt on Sydney Road standing on it,
vaping.
Yelling and vaping.
Yeah.
I also played a show the night before the day before at Frankston.
That's right. Places. Flipping the Bird.
Flipping the Bird Fest. Shout out to Stu who books it. The fest was awesome.
I was spewing. I couldn't go to this. I had a run at Comedy Republic.
Mm.
And, yeah, it looked like a rad time down there.
It was wild as hell. Bunch of, again, Stu is running a really wild thing down there. Bunch of rehearsal rooms that are in like an industrial park. And the fest is just happening in the middle of the industrial park, like in the driveway.
Basically. It looks cool. And it's wild to see how big that festival has got over the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, it had an American band headline it this year, Midnight, who were incredible. Yeah, Extortion played. We had a great time. Met a bunch of loose units. Saw a guy get so sunburnt. Probably the most sunburnt I've seen a person be. And it was only like 20 degrees out. Wasn't hot. I think that's when you get burnt though. You yeah. think like, ah, it's not hot.
Wind burned.
Oh boy. He was purple. Like just, and Matt and Brent, our dear friends, were there with me. And we could just, we were just like watching him from like across any way that he was walking. I was like, God, he's purple.
Yeah. He's,
it's gotta hurt.
Man, he's gonna be bathing in aloe vera the next day.
And we stayed at the Quest Apartments in Frankston, and there was a washing machine in there that had a pair of red undies on the floor. So yeah. Not many stars for Quest Frankston on the booking.com app for me. But
they're gonna come after us.
This is your review.
This is fuck your review. You.
Anyway,
smash the Google review for the Quest Frankston. That's a bit of fun down there.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to maybe heading down one time. There's a bit happening down in Frankston. It's got kind of like its own
it's got a thing scene.
Happening now, which is sick to see because I guess it feels like maybe shows in Geelong have not really taken off as much.
I haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah, I know some bands kind of do it, but it's cool that there's like another spot for people to go and play shows.
And there's also like bands from down there too. Like, I mean, there was a bunch of bands played the fest that are kind of like Frankston bands that as a result, I think of us playing or, you know, not us, but like bands from Melbourne or bands from elsewhere playing, it will be beneficial because it will hopefully draw them up to shows here and it will mean that more, like I certainly... You know, I think Stu, who booked the fest and owns Singing Bird Studios, I think he's definitely reached out in the past about doing it, but it just hasn't sort of lined up.
Mm.
But then the festival timed out, obviously, and it was like a cool opportunity to go down, so it was good. But, you know, talking to other people like Beltsy from Mindsnare lives down there, and he was saying, like, they're doing shows there all the time, and they're all great.
Yeah.
And they're all ages, and there was tons of kids there, and... who were all just like, you know, some of them probably like hardcore or heavy stuff and other of them just want to be like
hanging
around loud shit, which is what I did when I was a kid. So it, yeah, I mean, it was dope. It was really, really cool.
Yeah. And it's good that I guess like, you know, for younger kids that that's happening regionally or not regional, but, you know, out of the city
because,
you know, it's not often it's possible.
It's a fucking punish to get here from Frankston.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not driving.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
Long time on the metro.
Whatever that train is. Yeah, I mean, and you know, we used to work, well, you still work kind of down there. And
I work in Brayside.
Yeah.
And every time I tell someone, they go, where is that?
One time we had a party down there for work and I called an Uber home and it cost $120 and I fell asleep immediately. And it was one of those like, dude, homie just had the windows down
because
he was terrified of, I mean, I won't be spewing in there. I'm just snoozing. But, and then when we got to the house, he was like, you know, making a lot of noise in the car. Like, all right, mate.
You got to get the fuck out.
Yeah. I drove you from Brayside to Ivanhoe. Get the fuck out of here. Don't come to Ivanhoe looking for me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what's coming up?
Well, comedy festival's coming up. Just prepping for that. We've got shows happening at Catfish, which are sort of getting, have been launched and we're just trying to do as much promo around that. And we've got our Tuesday shows each, Tuesday of the festival, which will be like secret lineups with big acts across the fest. But so far, we've locked in a few internationals for those shows, which would be awesome. So you can get a bit of a preview of all the shows across the festival. So it's $15. So come to those. Catfish Comedy on Insta. And yeah, other than that, I'm not doing a show this year at festival. I did my first solo last year, which I think I probably talked about in our first ep together.
Yeah.
But I'm planning to go over to Edinburgh Fringe, but I've just locked in a venue for that. Which I need to finish the paperwork for, which I'll do this weekend. But 10:40 in the morning, I'm going to be at.
The laughing hour, they say.
Yeah. So, which sounds insane, is insane. but there are definitely people out and about at that time at Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Yeah. I think I do have to change up the marketing a bit for my show. So I'm going to be doing my show from last year, which was called Hammerhead.
Mm-hmm.
And our mate Pat Galvin did the art for it. And it's like brutal font. And
Very brutal.
I was like, maybe I have to dial that back a bit for the 10:40 show. But maybe put it on
like a coffee cup or something.
Yeah.
Advertise the Recce laughs.
Well, I'm at a venue called City Cafe, which is a big breakfast. It's such a weird venue. It's like a 50s style diner, but it's in Edinburgh, like Scotland. So it's like this, it's got like a
lean in happy days.
Yeah.
The fun style branding.
So I have to like get sorted for that, but I'm stoked to have that locked in. So I'm doing that for the second half of Edinburgh Fringe and then just doing some other shows with mates, the rest of the time, which now I just need to save more money, and pay for all that.
Great.
Yeah, sick. So that's what I'm planning towards. But I think I will do some one-off shows or something in between then. I was doing some shows at the Tote. Decided to can those for now. Turns out doing a bunch of shows in the run-up to Comedy Festival, too much other shit going on.
Yeah.
So we've decided to can those. I think I really revved those up on our first pod together. Tote, not the, you know, comedy festival.
Not the comedy hub of Melbourne.
Yeah, but big shout out to my mate Renee who helped me book those in and then promptly was okay with me cancelling them.
You tried.
Yeah.
I've got this Extortion record launch just got announced on the 10th of May. We got a new record coming out. It's called Threats.
Great little trailer vid out.
Yeah, Milky revved it up. I didn't play physically. Well, I didn't play bass on the record because I was at a wedding. So my bass, the instrument, is on the record.
Yep.
So, you know, it's my tone.
Yeah, it's your vibe.
Yeah, not at all. But I didn't play on it, but I did yell some backing vocals. So
sick.
I'm on there. But that's coming out on the 8th of May and then we're playing the show on the 10th of May. And then on the 11th of May, I'm playing a show with Aglo. So 2 gigs, 2 days, brutal.
Sick.
There's tickets for the Extortion show. Go buy them. It's at Howler. Good venue.
Sick lineup. Primitive Blast.
Yeah, Shit Grinder. And this band Cutters, who we actually, they played right before us at the Flip and the Bird Fest, who are mad too. So it'll be great.
Yeah, that'll be a sick show.
Yeah.
I don't think Primitive Blast haven't been here for a while.
No,
I
not think ages.
Shit Grinder.
No, we were trying to get Shit Grinder to come here for the last thing that we did. We couldn't get him. We got him now.
Locked in.
I believe they've booked flights, so they're coming.
They're coming. Up on the Extortion Insta. Shit Grinder locked in.
Shit Grinder locked in. Yeah, that should be good.
Hell yeah.
I think that's it for this.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a little update. You like it?
Short,
great.
Short, sharp.
Yeah.
You know? Let us know. We should get people to send in questions or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Comment, subscribe, all those things. No, but send us stuff. We got an email. Yes, we do.
Or just send it to the Instagram.
Yeah, just DM. Who's checking that email? I'm just deleting stuff from there. Anyway, we got some new episodes coming out soon. Should we talk about who they are?
Well, I guess this
when's the next, this coming out?
This might come out after our next one, which is with Ginger Taylor, artist. So that might have already come out.
Sure.
Maybe we'll put this out in the same week, you know, two eps.
Big week.
And then the other one is coming up is Prue Blake, who is a comedian. She's got a show at the Comedy Festival.
Yep.
You hear all about that. And, yeah, she's a good mate of mine. That's it.
Brutal. That's another one in the can.
Cheers.
See you later.